So the Prathama Mundake, now we have finished the first Mundaka. That is first part of the Mundaka, considered two sections are over. We are going into the new chapter, Dvitiya Mundakam. Now, Dvitiya Mundakam. And here, first section, Dvitiya Mundake Prathama Khande, first section, second Mundaka, in which actually Shaunaka's question will be answered here. Remember the question, what is the question asked where? In the first section, Shaunaka, the Sishya, Shaunakaha, the Sishyaha, asked his teacher, Angiras, the question. What is the question? Kasmin vijnate sarvam vijnatam bhavati. Sarvam vijnatam bhavati. Everything becomes known as it were. How? By knowing one thing. So, what is that one thing, knowing which everything else becomes known as it were, known as well? No, kasmin vijnate, kasmin vastuni vijnate, sarvam vijnatam bhavati. What is that one thing, knowing which everything else becomes known? You know, with reference to ocean, if it, the wave, you know, the truth of one wave is known, truth of all the waves are known as though. Understand now? Known as it were, as well known. You don't need to go and check into every wave. The truth of all the waves are one and the same. When you want to check whether the rice is cooked or not in a pot, you have to touch only one grain of rice. You don't need to touch all the grains of rice. Isn't it? Similarly, to know the truth of one wave, the entire ocean, the reality of all the waves, the existence of the very ocean, you need to know the existence of one wave. If you know the truth of reality of one wave being H2O, without knowing the truth of all the waves, the truth of all the waves are known. They becomes known. That is what here Shaunaka Rishi is asking. Shaunakaha, the Sishya, is asking the Rishi Angiras. Kasmin Bhagavan, Bhagavaha, Bhagavan, Kasmin Vishaye, Kasmin Vastuni Vijnate, Sarvam Vijnatam Bhavati. Know that. So by knowing one thing, the whole Jagat becomes, the truth of the entire Jagat becomes known. You may not know all about the Jagat, but you know the source of the Jagat, the truth of the Jagat. Why? Because whatever you know about the universe, whatever you know about anything in the universe, that knowledge of anything in the universe, knowledge of the universe will be mithya jnanam. Knowledge will be mithya jnanam. Understand now why? The knowledge of anything mithya is only mithya jnanam. Isn't it? But knowledge of the reality alone, absolute knowledge, paravidya. Knowledge of anything other than the reality, knowledge of anything about the universe, anything which is in the, which is there as a part of the universe, only aparavidya. Aparavidya also is useful, paravidya also is useful. But here, Shaunaka asked for the paravidya, not for the aparavidya. Why? Aparavidya can help one have artha kama dharmas. Understand now, this limitation of aparavidya. Aparavidya will not help one have para moksha. Discover fullness. Even aparavidya is useful, but what aparavidya cannot give is moksha. Listen, whereas paravidya is knowledge of the very reality which itself is moksha. No? Aparavidya needs to be implemented not to produce phalam. Whereas paravidya need not be implemented. Listen, paravidya itself is phalam, moksha. And she asks for the knowledge of the reality. What is that? No? Without which the universe cannot exist at all. That is the reality. That which is the very existence of the universe. The existence of the universe definitely pervades the entire universe. Pervades the universe means all pervasive. It pervades the universe means what? It's always there unchangingly. That's why it's a nitya, eternal also. That which is eternal, that which is all pervasive, and that which fills everything. Because that which pervades alone fills. What is that which fills everything? Sarvam purayati. Kim vastu sarvam purayati? Kim vastu sarvam jagat purayati? What is the vastu which fills the entire universe? The vastu which pervades everything alone fills everything, isn't it? The vastu, the substance which pervades everything alone fills everything. What is it which fills everything, pervades everything? Okay, sarvam vyapnoti, sarva vyapakameva sarva purakam, sarvam purayati, yadu sarvam vyapnoti tadu sarvam purayati. That which pervades everything fills everything. Yad vastu sarvam vyapnoti, like gacchati, patati, likhati, sarvam vyapnoti, tad vastu eva sarvam purayati. That alone fills everything. What is it which pervades everything? Yad vastu satta sada asti. No? That which that vastu which is always there. As what? Sadrupena. Satta rupena. Okay? That which is there always is what? The reality. So that which exists always independently, therefore what? That which lends existence to everything else is the existence. Okay? Yadvastu satta bhavati, tadvastu sarvam vyapnoti, yadvastu sarvam vyapnoti, tadvastu sarvam purayeti. That which lends existence. That which alone exists, which lends existence to everything else, there becomes existence of everything. That which lends existence to everything, thereby existence of everything, pervades everything. What that which pervades everything fills everything. Understand now? Therefore, what? The reality. And how to know what is that vastu which fills everything, which pervades everything, which lends existence to everything, remains as the very existence of everything, is the reality. Understand now? That reality, how to know? Okay? What is that reality? If you know the reality, then everything else is known as it were. As well, becomes as well known. Understand now? You don't need to know the details of everything. Details of everything that is there. You know one thing, that without which nothing can be there. Okay? No, that is enough. That knowledge itself is enough. Why we say, in knowing that reality, one thing which pervades everything, fills everything, which is existence of everything. Understand? By knowing one thing, you can resolve the whole jagat in that one thing. Without undoing anything, you can resolve everything. How this? What is resolving? Okay, what do we mean by resolving? Resolution. No, resolving means what? We don't need to do anything here. To resolve, you don't need to do anything. How to solve this problem? There you have to do something, isn't it? And here you have to resolve. What do we mean by resolving the jagat? Next question. Resolving. As long as you do not know what is there is really the rope, and you see the snake in the place of the rope. If there is no rope at all, why should we? How can you see the snake? Something will be there, substratum, isn't it? So you see the snake, and in your perception, only snake is there, which is satyam, pratibhasikam satyam. In your perception, what is seen is snake, that is pratibhasikam satyam. Understand? Pratibhasikam satyam. Pratibhasate, sarpaha pratibhasate, it shines. Sarpas, you can't say it is not there at all. As long as you are seeing, it is real for you. That is why you can't say it is non-existent, snake is non-existent. No, snake is not non-existent. Satyameva sarpaha iva pratibhasate. Understand na? It shines, understand. Therefore you can't say it is totally non-existent. But it is not real. Isn't it? Because it's, as long as you are perceiving, it is very much there, because amount of fear it causes, we know that. So you are affected by that. That is why you can't say it is not there at all. And you see only the snake. Then what happens to get out of the fear, the fear, the mental torture, the fear you go through, you have to see, you have to kill the snake. When you try to kill the snake, you keep on killing, try to kill the snake because you want to get out of the fear. Then you understand, when you try to kill the snake, you go near. Okay, you understand, when you are not able to kill the snake, you try to kill the snake first, then you are not able to kill the snake. Why? Because you cannot deny your perception of your snake, because you are perceiving the snake. Therefore, you cannot get rid of the fear. At the same time, you discover the truth that you are not able to kill the snake. You came out with a solution. What solution? Let me kill the snake. If I kill the snake, I can get rid of the snake, then I can become free from fear. Listen now, you try to kill the snake. And when you understand, when you are not able to kill the snake, utter helplessness. Understand, if the snake is real, you would have been successful. Because the snake is not real, okay, and then you fail in your attempts. The failure in your attempts make you think. Understand? Why I am not able to, I've been hitting this snake like anything, is not dying, okay? But still, what can I do? I'm trying to kill it, I'm not able to kill it. Okay? But I'm suffering. That is when some buddhiman, intelligent person teaches you, come on, why don't you see what is first of all? Is there a snake really at all? Then you go, slowly go near, oh, it doesn't move. Oh, maybe the snake got killed. Then it's not moving. Then you very go near, then turn the lights on, and you see closely. Oh, then you take it. Oh, look at this, only rope. Abba, knowledge of rope. What happened? You have not driven away the snake. You have not killed the snake. You have not destroyed the snake. You did not undo the snake. You have resolved the snake. You have resolved the snake. To resolve the snake, all that you need to do is, you need to know what is the truth which lends reality, which lends existence to the snake. What is that without which the snake would not have been existent, the apparent snake? Understand now? If the rope was not there at all, how can you see the snake? Isn't it? This resolution. Is it clear now? You resolve the snake in rope. Rope means what? In its existence, in its reality, the truth which lends existence to the snake. There's a resolution. Similarly, here you don't mistake anything for anything. You just see the wave, but you just think the wave is absolutely real. Because it makes noise, it jumps, it runs, it goes. It is all the transactions on the part of the wave you see, and then you just mistake it for absolutely real thing. It's very much, very real. What is that? Relatively real. Why? You cannot say the vyavaharika satyam. Wave is what? Wave enjoys vyavaharika satta. Vyavahare satyam. Why? It is very much there. You cannot say it is unreal. It is non-existent. Wave is not non-existent. Wave is not unreal. It is very much there, jumping, isn't it, in front of you. So how can you say it is not there? So what is it then? Is it real then? No. The wave is just the name of just that form. Rising form is rising form. Risen form is wave. Isn't it? Actually, what is that without which the rising is not possible? Is what? The source of existence is what now? H2O. That is the reality. That H2O, no, exists without depending upon the wave for its existence, self-existent. And it lends existence to the wave. Therefore, it is the very existence of the wave. It pervades the entire wave. It fills the entire wave. Isn't it? Satyam, Satta, Sat, Sat, Satta, Satyam is what? For H2O is Paramarthikam Satyam. Wave is Vyavaharika Satyam. Both are real. But how real it is? One is more real than the other. What is more real is the Paramarthika Satyam, absolute reality. What is empirically real is Vyavaharika Satyam. Vyavaharika Satyam is Mithya. Paramarthika Satyam alone is Satyam. What is Vyavaharika Satyam? What is empirically, relatively real is Mithya. What is absolutely real is Paramarthikam Satyam alone is Satyam. Why? Because that which is Paramarthika Satyam, Paramarthataya Satyam, that which is absolutely real, exists by itself. It's self-existent. It is not dependent on anything else for its existence. Whereas Vyavaharika Satyam, what is empirically, relatively real, is Mithya, which does not have independent existence without the Paramarthika Satyam. Understand? What is empirically real has no independent existence. It borrows its existence from Paramarthika Satyam. Therefore, what? Mithya. That means Mithya does not exist at all independently. Adobe is very important. Mithya does not exist at all, cannot exist at all independently. It means what? It cannot exist, and it is inseparable from Satyam. What is Vyavaharika Satyam? Whatever is empirically real is inseparable from Paramarthika Satyam. Absolute reality. Understand now? How can wave be separated from the H2O? Where can the wave go away from the ocean? Understand now? It's just the part of the ocean always. It can resolve, rise, remain, resolve. That's all. So, really speaking, the understanding of Vyavaharika, that which is Vyavaharika Satyam, empirically real, which is not, we don't need to bother about what is non-existent. Why should we are already worried about things which are existent? Why should we think of things which do not exist at all? Understand? We are worried about swine flu. Why should we think of some other flu now, which we do not even know about it? Which does not even exist. What I'm saying here is, we are not interested in things which are non-existent. Now why? Why should we be interested in things which are non-existent? We are worried, listen now, all our worries are of about the things which are existent. Therefore, here only, so what is here? Whatever worries and problems and jagat, everything is. It's not something which is not, is not. Understand now? But only here, all that we need, we cannot undo anything, we cannot run away from anything. Where can we run away? Wherever we go, we are going. Understand now? We go with our own thinking and mind. Therefore, it has to be, we need not undo anything here. Without undoing anything, you have to resolve. Understand now? We have to resolve. It's called resolution. So by discovering the absolute reality, paramarthika satyam, you understand vyavaharika satyam being vyavaharika satyam. You do not overvalue. It's called shobhana adhyasaha. Okay? Adhyasa, no, already problem. Adhyasa is mistake. And shobhana adhyasa means what? Overvaluing things. You mistaking mithya for satyam is what? Shobhana adhyasa. Understand now? You mistake the what is empirically real as what? Absolutely real. So, this is all this problem here. How? But if you know what is absolutely real, you will understand what is empirically real does not exist independent of, outside of absolute reality. You understand what the mithya being satyam. Wave is water. We don't say wave is in the water, outside of the water, above the water, on that water, top. No, wave is water, equated. Understand now, wave is water means wave is inseparable, non-separate from the water. Wave is nothing but the water. How can you say that? Before you did not even know what water was. Now you know, only when you know what water is, you say, first you say waves are, ocean is, wave is, waves are. These differences, then you resolve everything in one. How? Ocean is water. Why? Because all the waves are water. Why? Because wave is water. Understand? This understanding, wave being non-existent without the water is what? Wave being non-separate from the water, by knowing the water being the truth of the wave, is resolving the wave in the water. Is it clear now? Don't do anything here. Similarly, whole jagat is Ishwaraha. Mean what? Reality. Reality is the Lord. There is no Lord. That's why the Lord is formless. Reality is the Lord. There is no other Lord. Reality is the Lord. Satyam is the Lord. Truth is the Lord. Existence of the whole is the Lord. Because which exists independent of everything else. That is why it is Lord. Why it is Lord? It can exist independent of the world. Jagat. That is why it is the Lord. Reality is the Lord. Not he, she. Reality is the Lord. So Lord is what now? Understand now? What is this whole jagat? The whole jagat is the reality. This is a fact. Therefore the whole jagat is Ishwara. Which is not, nothing which is not Ishwara, which is nothing which is not the reality. You resolve everything in reality. When you resolve the whole jagat as Ishwara, the reality, you have resolved also what? Individuality. That is the main thing. Resolving the whole in the reality implies what? You are resolving your individuality. That is, individuality, unless and until you resolve your individuality, no? You remain isolated from the whole. As long as you isolate yourself, dvaitathi bhayam bhavati. Bhayam kimartam bhavati. Kena karanena bhayam bhavati. Kasmat karanat bhayam bhavati janantiva. Why? Dvaitathi bhayam bhavati. Bhayam, fear is due to duality. What is duality? When you isolate yourself, see, empirically everything is different from everything else. You cannot put them all together and make one laddu. Okay? You cannot mix them together. Everything has to be separated. Okay? We need to have space in the space. There is enough space for us to keep space. Understand? They need not be together. Individually, empirically, everything is different from everything else. But absolutely, nothing can be separated. This is a fact. Nothing is separable. This, to see this, that non-separateness, non-separability, inseparability, buddhi has to be very sharp, very, very subtle. Understand? Every wave is different from every other wave. That's true. A wave is different from ocean. Ocean different from wave. All the waves. Everything is different. Empirically. And absolutely, all are different, but all are one. Understand? All are different. All are not equal. All are not the same, but all are one. Similarly here, the whole jagat is of jagat of multifarious things. When beings are different, empirically different, why should we deny the fact? Empirically different, but absolutely one. This is a fact. This understanding of this fact is what? Resolving the whole in one. Not three in one. Whole in one. Resolving the whole in one. The entirety in one. And if that is in terms of knowledge, not physically, okay? In terms of knowledge, in terms of understanding, you resolve the whole in one reality. For which you need to know what the reality is. If you know what the reality is, you can resolve the whole in one. But that reality, in resolving that whole in one, your individuality becomes resolved in whole, in totality, the whole. Individuality becomes resolved. That is where your freedom lies. Freedom from limitations is in resolving your individuality. Understand now? In totality, the whole. For which the reality has to be known, and that reality we studied earlier is always, as reality is the subtlest, the something which is subtler than the reality. Okay, mind is subtle, knowledge is subtle, we say, isn't it? Knowledge is subtle, manifestation, the thought. Knowledge is subtlest of all the manifestations. Please understand, knowledge of any object which rises in the mind as a thought is the subtlest of the manifestations. And the knowledge I am is also subtlest of the manifestations. Therefore, the reality of every being here, the essence of everything here, okay, if at all we can squeeze everything, and what has to be, what cannot be squeezed anymore, where should end up, squeezing should end up in what? Discovering the reality. Like that, the reality of everything is available, has to be understood. We say subtlest of the things, manifestations, and subtler than the subtle manifestation. therefore, because reality is subtler than the subtlest of the manifestations, you go to the mind which is subtlest of the manifestations to discover it. And then it is available for recognition only in Swarupam. It has to be understood only in terms of its Swarupam. Knowing the Swarupam itself is knowing what the reality is. Subtlest, therefore, it has to be understood in terms of its Swarupam. And this, that is why Swarupam of the reality which has to be understood in terms of its Swarupam is available for recognition only as the Chit first. You have one, it is the Chit. Chidrupena eva avagantavyam. Sal Upanishad gives a clue. No, Chid as pure knowledge, as pure consciousness, as pure awareness. What means what? Just the awareness, just the knowledge, just the consciousness. How consciousness looks. How will you know? It's available for recognition as the Chit, okay? Real in the mind, as the meaning of the word I. Look, you have reduced the truth of all the beings, which, okay, the existence of all the beings, everything, which existence of this physical body, exist the truth of the physical body, existence of all the physiological functions, existence of all the thoughts, okay, the truth of all the thoughts, reality of all the thoughts, is available for recognition. It has been understood in terms of its Swarupam, available for recognition only as the substance of the substantive I, as the meaning of the word I. How? That is why Digdrishyaveka Prakriya helps, thereafter Avasthatraya Prakriya also helps. My God, the I am also is a thought. Look at this. Am also is a thought. Isn't it? I am always manifestation, thought. And this thought exists. And the thought, there's a time the thought does not exist in deep sleep state. Therefore, you come to know what? This thought also is object of knowledge. Why? Because in deep sleep state, this thought is. In thought is not. In waking state, this thought is. Isn't it? I am is what? Thought. Knowledge is a thought. The knowledge that I am is there in waking state. It is not there in deep sleep state. So what? It is known. How do you say it is not? Because you are able to say it is not in deep sleep state, because you are able to say it is there in waking state, it is known to you. Because it is known to you, it is an object of knowledge. Understand now? Therefore, that which alone is there when this thought is not there is pure knowledge. Understand? It, when you wake up from sleep, when you share experience, you understand when no thought is there, when all the thoughts remain resolved, what is there is only stillness of consciousness. Understand? This is the only way you can arrive at the existence of the I thought, am thought, being consciousness. Chit. Understand? Then you can, now you can say, this same, this consciousness, which is the existence of the am thought, is the existence of all the thoughts, is the existence of everything, subtle and gross, the existence of all the beings. Understand? Therefore, and we had, that is the reality. And it is known by the word Brahman. And it is Aksharam Brahma. Yena yaya Aksharam adhigamyate sa para vidya. Remember, the thought, the knowledge of the reality which arises in the mind, for which the object of knowledge is the very subject, the reality, then that knowledge vritti is called what? Akhanda akara vrittihi. Okay? Knowledge of reality is what? Paravidya. The thought is paravidya. Understand now? The knowledge of the reality which arises in the mind, the thought is paravidya. Not Brahman. Okay? Brahman is just the jnanam. That is what he is asking for the knowledge to rise. Now he needs to know what Brahman is. What is that? What that reality is. Okay, Upanishad uses two types of lakshanams to reveal the nature of the reality. Now the mind has to, now we have to understand, arrive at what is the reality. What the reality is. And we know something, that what? Reality has to be understood in terms of its sarupam, in terms of its nature. Why? Because it is formless. Why? Because it is the subtlest. If it is something which is with the form, formed one, it is easy to know, isn't it? That is why we need two methods of revealing the nature of reality. Two methods of revealing the nature of reality. The first method, the Upanishad uses both modes of revealing the nature of reality. The one method of revealing the nature of reality is, arriving at reality is, understanding reality is, by using the Tatastha Lakshanam. Say that now. Tatastha Lakshanam. So, defining the reality, arriving at the nature of the reality through, incidental definition. I can say that. You say here now, this is Tatastha Lakshanam. Say that now. Tatastha Lakshanam. And another mode of revealing the reality is through Swarupa Lakshanam. Say now. So, Swarupa Lakshanam means defining the reality, nature of the reality through implication. Okay, using implying words. And the other one is through an incident. Okay, incidentally defining the reality. It's called Tatastha Lakshanam. I'll explain again. Swarupa Lakshanam. And why this name has come? I tell you, Tatastha Lakshanam. Tataha means actually, Tataha means lake or pond. A small, okay, Tataha. Tatagaha means pond or lake. No? And here, Tatastha Lakshanam. Suppose, you say, you want to show something. You want to reveal something, you want to show something which is far from here. So you give some clue. Isn't it? The clue helps to arrive at landmark like that. What is that? Like that. Therefore, Tatastha Lakshanam. It's called Tatastha Lakshanam. Means through something you arrive at it. You say, first go from here, turn left and turn right, and there will be a turn around. No? Go, okay? Roundabout. And you go there, further, you see in the corner license. What is that? Sorry, license? Off license shop. And next to that, something else. And it's a big, not mosque. It's a big, huge, old church. Okay. Better than, and then church, and then afterwards, and afterwards, you know, the newly built, the temple is new, Lewisham temple, newly going to build, very big commercial is going to happen. You see that, okay, it's a big temple, and there's near, there's one shop, next to that, the house, adjacent to that, is Raghupatiji's house. Simply I'm lying, okay? Raghupatiji's house. No, what I'm saying is, you know, it's just going. So you don't, next to that is, you don't need to say, describe how this house looks and all that. Okay, so they said there's a green color painted, you know, gate. And India means we can say this big one, Alsatians sitting in front. Here you all keep the Alsatians inside, no? Or you're sitting outside. And then, sir, and then the board of beware of dogs, board will be there. But here you don't need to have beware of dogs. Dogs are members of the family. We'll receive, come. They'll receive you also. So we have all those things. So here you have that. You arrived at what? Raghupatiji's house. Where is the house? Tatastha Lakshanam. Okay? You give lots of things. Our aim is to arrive. We are not interested in this off-license shop and what is there on the way and all that. We are interested in only Raghupatiji's house. But for that sake, we go through all this. Our interest is Raghupatiji's house, but we get it. Tatastha Lakshanam. It's called incidentally defining. Understand? And Swarupa Lakshanam means directly revealing the nature of the Vastu. How it is. You through the implication, okay? You reveal the nature of the reality through implying words. Using implication. This is called Swarupa Lakshanam. Suppose I give you a simple example. If you say Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, if you say each word, no, defends Brahman. How? Satyam negates what Brahman is not. Satyam tells what Brahman is. How does not Satyam, does not show this is what is Satyam? No. Mike means it shows immediately. Satyam does not show directly. It implies this Swarupam. How? By negating. Everything else in this universe is not Satyam. Subject to time. Whereas Brahman alone is not subject to time. Therefore, by negating all the objects which are not Satyam, which are Mithya, subject to time, you arrive at Satyam which is not subject to time. Similarly, Jnanam. Everything is Jadam. When again, nothing is Brahman here. Okay, everything is, okay? Brahman is not any of the things which are Jadam. So Brahman is what? Pure knowledge. Yes, it reveals very nature. Direct, no? We'll understand it here. So Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, in fact, they reveal Brahman. Okay, the nature of the Riyaya Brahman through implication. It is Swarupa Lakshanam. Now, Tatastha Lakshanam, I say. But what is H2O? When I say, we had arrived at it, so I show you what is now. I show you a big, you know, Binaji's fridge. I bring piece of here now, ice bar here. I keep it in front of me, I say, that, okay, from which this has come into being, this ice, that in which this exists, that in which it will resolve into when it is not there, is H2O means what? Yasmat jayate, yasmin tishtati, yasmin praliyate. Yasmat jagat. Okay, jagat jayate, yasmin jagat tishtati, yasmin jagat praliyate. That from which the jagat has come into being, that in which the jagat exists, into which the jagat will resolve, that is the reality. If I said it is Tatastha Lakshanam. Two lakshanas, okay? There's two ways of revealing the reality. So the first mantra of the second section, the second mundaka, first section or the second mundaka, here the first mantra, Brahman is revealed through, now here we say, uses what? Tatastha lakshanam, Brahmanaha swarupam, tatastha lakshanaya pratipadyate. Tatastha lakshanam, tatastha lakshanena. Okay, using the first lakshana, tatastha lakshanam, Brahman is revealed in the first mantra. So why Brahman is revealed here? Because we need to understand what Brahman is. The nature of Brahman is revealed. We need to arrive at what reality, what Brahman is, the reality is. Because why? By knowing the reality, the whole jagat becomes known as it were. This Angiris starts answering the student's question only now. He may, how much patience he must have had. He was so this Saunaka was to the point. He just asked the question in the very first section. But he had to remain quiet without talking back. Sampradaya. Whatever comes out of the teacher's mouth, I have to just listen without question interrupting. It is Sampradaya. No, some doubt comes, I can't wait. No, I have to keep quiet. Why? Because somewhere my question will be answered. Because all this is, this teacher is talking as though it which sounds irrelevant and unwanted and unnecessary. It's all for making me subtle and to really to help you to understand what I need to understand. That is Sampradaya, okay? No interruption, no talking back, just to keep on listening. Any doubts come, listening. Your doubts will have to resolve. After a long time, then your doubt doesn't resolve, then you can ask. So, he asked this question, Kasmin Vijnate Sarvam Vijnatam Bhavati. Whole second section and something unconnected. And again he heard teaching. So, what is the first mantra? We will see the first mantra. What is time?
10:01.
Oh my God. Okay, well, let us leave at least. Read. Okay, what we'll do, next class, I think I'll leave this book with you, because you can read this Swamiji's meaning of this verses. Okay? Second. See, this book I'll leave with you. And next class, one person can read out, others can listen. And other, like how you do in Gita class, you can do this also. Okay? And you can read for first, because you're long, but you do not sit for 1 o'clock. Even if you finish the class to 12 o'clock also, 12:30 also, still you can read it. And then 1 hour you can read this, and 1 hour you can read Introduction to Vedanta. 2 full hours. Read Introduction to Vedanta, separate textbook, because I think repeatedly when you read in the simplest of the book, the simplest of the language used there, you know, lots of doubts will resolve. I made a biggest mistake in this country. I took it for granted. Oh, people read all Penguin classics and all that. Lots of books they read of high prone language. So what does this simple nothing, these books they'll read, you know, one glance, they'll leave, finish reading it. I took it easily. I made a mistake. I realized this book, language may sound very simple. The words may sound very simple. Even subject matter when you read it may sound very repeated. But when you read it closely 2 times, 3 times, you something subtle will click. The thinnest layer of vagueness will be resolved. Understand? I thought in India I emphasize this always, because India, English is not our language, isn't it? Always, even people are very good in English language. People do study great. People have very good knowledge of English language. But still, we always, because for general, for the good of everybody, I always emphasize, I always insist that people should read it, read any book of Swamiji 2 times, 3 times. Not simply reading it just mechanically, but reading paragraph, every paragraph 2-3 times. Sometimes more than once, definitely. then you see the subtlest layer of vagueness will be resolved. Amazing that is. That it clicks. Penny drops sometimes. That is such very nice that is. And then I've been telling that I just took it easily. Oh, people read so many books here. What big huge books, and then very. And then PTG was reading it, and then he found something, you know. My God, something I've been asking, and you never answered, even like that gut. I've been answering, but still something that when he reads, that means what? Attention is so total, something very closely read it. Something clicks. It's very nice. Isn't it? The basic things we have to really, the same thing I want to do with Tattvabodha also with all of you. When I'm not here, still don't think the class is not there. The time, I tell you, our every minute of our lifetime is very, very, very precious. When you're healthy, healing healthy, and when you're, I tell you, best thing you can do is use the time for Shastra understanding. So please do come to the class, one full hour, read, what? I'm not here for two classes, because I wanted to come back on Friday, but I couldn't get the seat, so flying only on Monday. So won't be here for two Saturdays, one full hour, you can read this Introduction to Vedanta, and 1 hour, because I'm delivering it half the way, you can read this first mantra, meaning of the first mantra also. Because it's like Gita home study book. Everything is here. You can just study over here without me. That is what this book is for. Whole Bhashyam is given here. Okay? So first he says, the definition is given. What definition? Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman is given in the first mantra. Brahman is defined through incidental. No? Example here, he says, Tadetat Satyam.
Tadetat Satyam.
See, Tad Yetat Satyam. You know, to pronounce now, Tad Yetat. Tad that. Yetat this. Satyam means what? Reality. Why tad and why etad? That reality, when it is unknown, it is far from you. So tad. Understand? When that reality which is unknown to you is available for recognition as the nearest to you, this etad. Is it now? Tad satyam is what? Etad. Understand now? Pronouns are useful now. Useful is. Tad, say no?
Tad.
The reality when unknown is tad, but which is available for recognition as the nearest self you, it is yetad. Satyam. Yatha. Sudiptat. Pavakaha. Pavakad. Vispulingaha Sahasrashaha Prabhavante Sarupaha Yatha Aksharad Tathaksharad Tathaksharad Vividaha, Somya, Bhavaha, Prajayante, Tatracha, Yeva, Apiyanti, Tatracha, Apiyanti. Okay. Yatha, Tatha. Say no?
Yatha
tatha. This yatha tatha, tatha has to be always used with yatha. In Tamil we say eppadiyo appadi. Just as so. You want to say. And these two words are indeclinable words. Indeclinable words means what? They cannot be declined into case forms. In Tamil, we have Vetrumaigal, Raman, Ramane, Ramanal, Ramanukku, like that, Rama, Ramam, Ramena, like we can declare. with the word which can be declined into case form is called declinable. Which cannot be declined into case form is what? Indeclinable word. Okay? So yatha and tatha are indeclinable words. Like you can say, no, Krishna, Krishtam, Krishtena, Krishnaya. I think you can decline, isn't it? But suppose kutra means what? Where? You can't say where. So where is always the way, no? You can't decline. The yatha and tatha are also indeclinable words. Yatha means just as. Statha so. Yatha. No, yatha milk white asti. Tatha. Okay, tatha. Rasmalai api white asti. Understand now? Yatha kshiram shvetam asti. Kshiram shvetam asti. Tatha rasmalai api shvetam asti. Tatha. Yatha tatha. Yatha mata tatha putri. Listen. Yatha tatha. As so. You can always say here. That is simple example. Yatha tatha. So here, yatha. See now, yatha. Yatha means katham. He says here. He says, see, prabhavante. Prabhavante. Say now, prabhavante. See, bhavanti, prabhavanti. Or prabhavante. Prabhavante means what? Udbhavanti. Jayante. No, come into existence. Prabhavanti. Bhavanti become. Come into existence means what? They come into being. Prabhavante. They come into Tondrihindrana. Prabhavante. They come into being, come into manifestation. Understand now? They become manifest. Or they become, come into existence. Prabhavante. They are born. Kim prabhavante? He says. No, ke prabhavante? Vispulingaha. Say no? Vispulingaha. Spulingaha or vispulingaha means bright spark. Say no? Bright hot spark. Spulingaha itself means spark. And spark of fire. Is what now? Vispulingaha. Vispulingaha means spark. And many sparks. Vispulingaha. Vispulinga, many sparks. Vispulingaha prabhavante. Say now? Vispulingaha prabhavante. Ke prabhavante? Vispulingaha prabhavante. Prabhavante or prabhavanti means what? Come into existence. Okay, are born, come into being. Many sparks are born, come into being. Okay, he says, how many? Sahasrashah, kati, kati vispulingaha prabhavante. Sahasrashah, sahasram means thousand, thousands of, in thousands. When you want to say sahasrashaha, say no? Sahasrashaha. Sahasrashaha means what? Thousands of, okay, sparks emerge. And then each spark, each and every spark is of the nature of every. Understand now, the nature of all the sparks are one and the same. Why? All the sparks are equally bright, red in color, orange in color, hot, equally hot. All the sparks are bright. Understand now, therefore, sarupaha, kidrushaha, swispulingaha, sarupaha. Samana rupaha, they are of the same nature and same form. Sarupaha, they are the same nature. Or vispulingaha, prabhavanti ke jayante vispulingaha, say no. Vispulingaha jayante. Vispulingaha jayate. Vispulingaha jayante. Prabhavanti. K ಕತಿ ಸಹಸ್ರಶಃ ವಿಸ್ಫುಲಿಂಗಾಃ ಪ್ರಭವಂತೆ. ಸೇನೋ ಸಹಸ್ರಶಃ ವಿಸ್ಫುಲಿಂಗಾಃ ಪ್ರಭವಂತೆ. ಕೀದೃಶಃ ವಿಸ್ಫುಲಿಂಗಾಃ, ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಸ್ಫುಲಿಂಗಾಃ, ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ನೇಚರ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸರೂಪಾಃ ಸರೂಪಾಃ ವಿಸ್ಫುಲಿಂಗಾಃ. ಸೇನೋ ನಟ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ, ಸರೂಪ, ಸಮಾನ ರೂಪ. ಡೋಂಟ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ. ನಟ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ, ಸರೂಪ. ಓಕೆ, ಸರೂಪ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಸರೂಪಾಃ ಸಹಸ್ರಶಃ ಸರೂಪಾಃ ವಿಸ್ಫುಲಿಂಗಾಃ ಪ್ರಭವಂತೆ. ಓಕೆ, ಕುತಃ ಕಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಪಾವಕಾತ್. ಸೇನೋ ಪಾವಕಾತ್ ಅಗ್ನೇಹೇ. ಓಕೆ, ಪಾವಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಅಗ್ನಿ, ಫೈರ್. ಕಸ್ಮಾತ್, ಫ್ರಮ್ ವ್ಯಾರ್ ಡು ದೇ ಎಮರ್ಜ್, ಫ್ರಮ್ ವ್ಯಾರ್ ಡು ದೇ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್? ಓಕೆ, ಇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾವಕಾತ್, ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಫೈರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಫೈರ್? ಸುದೀಪ್ತಾತ್, ದೀಪ್ತ ಪಾವಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ kindled burning fire with. Okay, sudeeptat means well kindled fire. When you put lot of coal, you know that all of you have a fireplace in your houses, and when the coal and you fire, no, when you burn, kindle the fire, it is not well kindled, you won't have many sparks coming. I really explained with Richard's house, no, but really they put proper coal, not I like that really. No, this many sparks come. And with the noise also, we make noise also. Noise also will be there. With the noise, sparks come, like fire pot, isn't it? So, sahasrashaha, sarupaha, vispulingaha, sudeeptat pavakat prabhavante. Prabhavante. That means what? Prabhavante. That means what? All the... So, Sudeep, this is here, Pavakaha is the source of birth. Okay, source, whatever is the nature of the Pavakaha, what is the nature of the fire, that nature of fire is found in all those effects, this Vispulingaha. Understand, all the manifestations, every spark is hot, has the heat element of the fire. Every spark has the color, the flame element of the fire. Understand now, the nature of the fire is found in all the sparks. Understand, all of them, they come from fire, born of fire. When they are there as sparks also, where are they? Still, they are still in fire and they fall, they resolve. I tell you, the heat and brilliance, you know, disintegrate in fire element. But you don't see that. Very subtle. So the sparks, the fire sparks are born of fire. When they are there as sparks, they're still there in fire. You remove the fire and the sparks alone, I see. Can you say that? Where is a spark without the color? Listen, without the flame and the heat. There's no spark. No, there's spark, but it's not hot, you know, very cold spark. That's not true. Understand? So it exists in fire and they all fall. Just soon, very soon they fall. And what happened to the heat and the, you know, the brilliance? Disintegrated. Where? In fire element. I don't see that. That is our problem, okay? But still, it's a truth. So they come into... So, sahasrashaha, sarupaha, no vispulingaha, pavakat prabhavante. Yatha prabhavante, just as... Now you can say yatha, just as yappadiyo, okay? Yatha, these thousands of sparks, no... emerge from the well-kindled fire and they remain in fire when they resolve also in get disintegrated into fire element. Understand? So also, tatha, similarly, tatha, aksharat, say no?
Aksharat.
ವಿವಿಧಾಹ ಭಾವಾಹ ಪ್ರಜಾಯಂತೆ. ಶೌನ ದಿಸ್ ರಿಷಿ ಅಂಗಿರಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ಶೌನಕ, ಹೇ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಸೌಮ್ಯ, ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾಲ್ ಅಸ್ಲೀಪ್, ಸೊ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಹಿಮ್, ಲಿಸನ್ ನೋ ಸೌಮ್ಯ, ಸೇ ನೋ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್, ಓಕೆ, ಎವ್ರಿ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬೈ ನೇಮ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನೋ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಫೀಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ you have to call the person with lots, no, very expressive, the very loving word Soumya. Soumya means oh beloved one, oh dear one, oh pleasing one, you always, your presence pleases me, know that manaha yasya darshena manaha saumyam bhavati, the mind just by seeing, no, mind becomes saumyam, that was Soumya, hey Soumya, oh beloved one, oh dear one, oh pleasing one, you please me, sitting in front of me always you please me, understand, hey Soumya, I'm telling Rucha also she's sitting in front of me, Soumya, hey Soumya, hey Soumya, hey Soumya, he says prajayante. ಕಿಂ ಪ್ರಜಾಯಂತೆ ಭಾವಃ, ಸಿ ಭಾವಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಭಾವಃ, ಎನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಭಾವಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್, ಭಾವಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಭಾವಃ, ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಎನಿ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಭಾವಃ, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಭಾವಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್, ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಭಾವಃ, so bhavaha means what, all the beings, sarve bhavaha, all the beings in this universe prajayante, they are born praja kutaha kasmat, he says that what beings, vividaha bhavaha, varieties of beings, not one type of being, at least you can say fire means only spulling, vispulingaha, very easy, isn't it, water means many waves, but here varieties of, we are so surprised even to see one hibiscus plant giving, you know, blue with the two colors of blue, pink and white in Jayathan's house, we are so surprised to see from one plant the three types of flowers are blooming, you know that, three colors, pink, white and yellow, I think. Yeah, something that it comes, still it's a wonder for us, because this grass mind, we can't see what is happening, how it works. Surprise, because we can't see more than one and one thing. It is itself is an exciting fact for us, isn't it? Imagine, from one thing, vividaha bhavaha prajayante. Vividaha, you can't even know. Incomprehensible. Isn't it? Vividaha bhavaha prajayante. Kasmat. Ekasmat. From one thing. What is that one thing? Na aksharat. Why aksharam? Reality is said to be what now? Aksharam. I told you much earlier in the very first class. Na ksharati iti aksharam. That which does not perish is aksharam. Imperishable is aksharam. That which does not undergo any change, that which does not move, that which is not born, listen, that which does not die is aksharam. No change whatsoever, nothing happened on the part of the reality. For aksharam. Aksharat brahmanaha vividaha bhavaha jayante. Jayante. Then what happens to all these bhava which come into being? All these beings which are born of that aksharam brahma, again they resolve. When they disappear also, all these forms are not there also. All these forms fall also. What happens to them? They all go back to what? Resolve into, return into that Brahman. Tatra eva apiyanti. Like waves are born of water, exist in water, they go back into the water. Similarly, all these Namarupas which we see here are the beings. All the Namarupas means subtle and grass. All have emerged from Brahman. They exist in, very much exist in Brahman. They, all the forms, no, get disturbed also, no, destroyed also. They ultimately go back to Brahman. They dissolve into Brahman. They never become totally non-existent. All the Nama Rupas, all the emerged forms, they remain again what? Resolved. They never become destroyed totally. They go back to where the place where they have come from. Understand now? That means what? There is no such thing called total destruction. They were in different form. They become manifest. They become unmanifest. And all these varieties of beings are sarupaha bhavaha. You not forget. Oh, externally they look virupaha. Not ekarupaha, not sarupaha, but bahurupaha. Bahurupaha of many forms. Many forms, bahurupaha jayante. Understand, bahu bhavaha jayante, vividaha bhavaha jayante, and vividaha also virupaha, different forms. Understand, externally all the beings are different from every other being. Look at this, every being is different from every other being. Sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha, you know, swagata bhedaha. Wow, how many bhedas are there? All are different. Yes, it has all many differences. Vividaha bhavaha. Understand, bahurupaha vividaha bhavaha jayante. But they're all sarupaha. Why? Empirically bahurupaha. Absolutely sarupaha. Understand now? Empirically bahurupaha. But absolutely sarupaha. How? The existence of all the beings, essence of all the beings, the essential truth of all the beings is one and the same. Understand now? That is why we had, that is what is important here. We are not interested in knowing how, what rupas and how they are different. We are interested in how they are sarupaha. Vividaha rupaha, vividaha bhavaha. But that is very easy. Sarupaha, vispulingaha, sashaha, jayanti. We know very well. All look bright. Very easy to understand. Vividaha bhavaha prajayante. Okay, vividaha bahurupaha bhavaha jayante. They all vividaha bahurupaha virupaha externally, no, relatively, empirically, but absolutely they are all sarupaha. It is easy to understand example, vispulinga example. Understand now? But how all these varieties of beings which emerge from Brahman are one and the same? How? Sarupaha, how sarupaha? Essentially, okay, that is why we need what? Not vachyarthataha, they are not, okay? Lakshyartha drishtya, from the standpoint lakshyartha, the essence, essential reality of all these beings is one and the same. That is what is aksharam brahma. Understand now? Now, what is aksharam brahma? What is the imperishable reality? Imperishable reality is that from which these various types of different forms have emerged from, and which they all exist, also existing, and in unto which all these beings resolve into, is aksharam brahma. It does not directly tell what Brahman is, okay? Reality is that from which the whole Jagat has come into being, in which the Jagat exists, in which the Jagat can be resolved. In which Jagat resolves, in fact. That is Brahman, Aksharam Brahman. What is example? This, no, Pavakaha. Pavakaha, Pavakaha Satyam. Pavakat Vispulingaha Sahasrashaha Sarupaha Jayante Prabhavanti. And Tatreva Apiyanti. Tatreva Kutre Apiyanti. Where will you go? Where have you come from? Where are you existing? Where will you go? Where can you go? Where can the wave go? No, I want to go away, out. I want to go away. Where can they go? You will disappear if with minus water. You will be non-existent. Understand? Where can you go? Whole Jagat, where can you go? What can go from anywhere? Understand? You don't need to... Nothing can go from anywhere. Maximum forms can travel in space. Understand? The I... So what is the I? What is the truth of the essential truth of everything is I. Essential truth of everything is I, and the I is the one and the same. Isn't it? That is what Aksharam Brahma. So yatha, say no? Yatha sahasrashaha sarupaha vispulingaha sudeeptat pavakat Prabhavante Tatha Aksharat Vividhaha Bahurupaha Virupaha Bhavaha Prajayante Rupe Bahurupaha. Okay? Bahihi Bahurupaha Antaha Yekarupaha Sarupaha. Understand? Jayante Tatra Yeva, say no? Akshare Yeva Praviliyanti Akshare Yeva Apiyanti Aksharam Apiyanti. Understand now? Tatra Yeva Apiyanti. See, nothing can go from anywhere. Understand now? All our business is only within the existence, reality. Okay, the only literal meaning of the verse, I have finished. The explanation, I'll come back and do it.